Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Robotics has been a part of the business world for a long time now, but with the acceleration of AI, it's taking on even more importance, which is one reason our next guest says he and others are adamant about involving middle and high school students in this technology, and why they are very excited about a significant robotics event coming to our state for the first time this December. Horst Deischent is a math and robotics instructor at River Bluff High School in Lexington, South Carolina, where he joins us from now by phone. Horst, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
So tell us about your program.
So my program, River Bluff High School VEX Robotics Program, it is part of the 220 teams that are here in South Carolina, middle school and high school teams. And actually, it's part of the biggest robotics organization, in this case, VEX V5 Robotics, which has over 20,000 teams in 50 countries. And the culmination of this competition is at every May or April, depends when it's happening, the VEX World Championship.
All right, so now before we talk about what's going on in the program, tell us about this event that's going to be coming up that's brand new for our state.
I'm very happy to and excited to announce that South Carolina will host for the first time what we call a signature event. This event will bring in 120 teams from all over the country. It will take place at New Year's Eve in Greenville at the Convention Center. And I have to tell you that we are happily announcing that we have already many local industry partners that are collaborating with us through sponsorship or by providing us judges for the interview part of the competition. Frankly, I'm really happy that we can showcase to our local industry what our young talent in our great state has to offer.
All right, so do some of these students end up, well, of course, moving on to college and then maybe going to some of these industry partners that are involved in this program?
Yes, our students, when they graduate from high school, they are mainly going to some kind of engineering degree, be that electrical, mechanical, or computer science, just to name a few, because these are the main components that our students are exposed to while during the season, while they're building the robot and competing in all these events.
All right, now let's bring in the topic of the century these days, and that's AI. And is this program at all utilizing AI or working towards that inevitability with robots?
Unfortunately, VEX Robotics is focusing on being a student-centered program, which means we are giving our students the opportunity to develop their own solutions to problems. While we know that AI will complete in the very near future many tasks to become very mundane, but you still need problem-solving skills. During the interview process of a competition, judges can discern if an AI has helped or not, because, again, our commitment is to students to create solutions without any outside help. Unfortunately, AI is not part of our portfolio in building the robot.
Can you give us some examples of some of the robots that have been successful at these competitions, not only from your school, but maybe from around the state?
Absolutely. Just recently at the most recent VEX World Championship, which was held in Dallas at the beginning of the month of May, we had two teams, one from the upstate and one from the Midlands, from Lexington Technology Center, who were division finalists. And then we had also another team called Wigglebots, who got a design award. These awards are nothing to sneeze at, because they are at this VEX World Championship, there are 830 teams, the best and brightest in the entire world, who are coming here. So South Carolina in the past years has successfully represented our state and our commitment towards robotics.
Well, Horst, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Horst Deischent is a math and robotics instructor at River Bluff High School in Lexington, South Carolina, where he joined us from by phone. And we will have links to the high school and the robotics program posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. Just go to On Demand Listening, and there you will find us. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.